Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the afternoon radio broadcast here on the world famous Super Chat Why You Show. David Newman joins us. New Age of Marketing is the topic, and we wanted to have David on today to talk about this. He comes to us from doitmarketing.com, and marketing expert and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. He's with us today talking about New Age of Marketing. David, let's first of all, let's focus this first segment here on BGE Radio of this topic, New Age of Marketing. How has business changed for executives and entrepreneurs who want to get ahead?
Well, James, business has changed dramatically. I mean, it used to be that to get the attention of customers, prospects, clients, we could put out these blasts of messages, and people would buy. They'd run to the grocery store. They'd run to their, accounting firm. They'd run to wherever you want them to run, and they would buy. Today, we're living in an economy of voluntary attention. It's the attention economy. So everything is flipped. Now it's the buyers and the prospects and the customers who are in charge. First, we have to earn their attention, and then we earn their money. And if they don't want to pay attention to you, then you're sunk. So you have to become a person of value or a company of value that is worthy of your customers' and prospects' attention. That's the real big change.
David Newman joins us today, New Age of Marketing, here on BGE Radio. You can get more information at doitmarketing.com. What are the key differences between marketing your business versus your career?
Well, there's a lot of things that are similar, and there's a couple things that are different. I think when we're marketing our career, climbing the corporate ladder, expressing our value proposition to our employer, and really being an asset to the organization, the couple things that we have to think about is, how am I making my organization look good? How am I making my colleagues look good? And how am I making the product or the service that we're selling look good? And by the way, that's for everybody inside the company, not just the salespeople, not just the CEO. Everybody is in marketing. Everybody's in marketing. Now, when you're doing this as an entrepreneur or as a business owner out on your own, it's a very similar thing, only now it's not how do I market my career and how do I market my value. Now it's how do I market my value, how do I market my product, and how do I market my services in a way that, number one, is going to be effective, number two, is going to be attractive, meaning it's going to pull people into me, so I'm not going to be knocking on doors and seeming needy and desperate and slimy, but how am I going to attract the right kinds of prospects and the right kinds of buyers that I want to do business with? Now, interestingly, the techniques that we use, both for marketing our career and for marketing our business, are very similar. We're offering value, we're writing, we're podcasting, we're shooting videos, we're giving people resources and assets that are helpful to them. It's really about help and not hype, so we're not in the business of self-promotion, we're in the business of helping others to be successful. And that's true whether you're inside a company trying to promote your career by being a person of value and helping to raise up others, or whether you're an entrepreneur and you're simply working to help raise up your customers and clients.
David Newman joins us today, marketing expert, author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. And David is with us today talking about New Age of Marketing. Could the door-to-door salesman survive in this day and age?
Well, you know, based on what we talked about so far, James, I think the answer is no. And I talked a little bit about the Do It Marketing, in the Do It Marketing book, that, you know, if your main job is to sell, and that's what you're focused on, and you're knocking on doors going, hey, you know, I'm here to sell you something, you know, are you ready to buy? Can I get a check, you know, sign on the dotted line? And it's that old-school, high-pressure sales mentality that is completely not effective. Now, what's interesting, even though the door-to-door sales model is, you know, is not what it used to be, there's still, I guess, guys that knock on the door and sell siding or plumbing or who knows what it is, but the concept of it is still so prevalent that, you know, junk mail, that's the version of door-to-door selling. Spamming phone calls and getting, you know, hot stock tips over the dinner hour by telemarketers, that is a version of door-to-door selling. Cramming flyers, you know, under windshields in the parking lot of the grocery store, that's a version of door-to-door selling. And it's annoying, and it's interruption marketing, and people resent it, and it's not only not effective, it's actually counterproductive, because now with social media, people can jump on Facebook or LinkedIn or choose the social media of your choice, and they can start to complain and say, why are these people spamming me? And who's doing this robocalling? And why are they cramming junk under my windshield at the grocery store? I'm never going to do business with that company again. So it's not only ineffective, it can be dangerous.
We've got David Newman joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. He's a marketing expert. He's the author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Do It, Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. What's the future of marketing and selling and business in general, David?
I think the future of marketing is really about three things. It's about conversation, so it's about a two-way conversation, two-way dialogue. Not a one-way dump, not a one-way communication, not really a lecture, so to speak, but much more of a conversation. It's also much more about connecting with people, connecting with prospects, connecting on an emotional level. There's so many ways to connect now, online, offline, digitally, etc., that we have this ability to reach out and touch people, and we're wasting it. We're wasting it by using spam. We're wasting it by using product or service-centric messages. So one of the sound bites that I share in my seminars and with my coaching clients is, the company or the person who cares the most wins, because caring is what builds that connection, builds that relationship. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing is collaboration. You know, as marketers, as executives, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, whoever we're trying to influence, whoever we're trying to impact, this collaborative mindset is really coming down to, you need to do it with them. You don't want to do it to them. So if you're looking at sales or marketing as an us versus them, adversarial, headbutting, overcoming objections, you know, beating the prospect down, that's not going to work. If you look at it as helping and collaborating and sitting on the same side of the table as your prospects and your customers, and really being in that trusted advisor, positioning yourself as a partner and not a peddler, that's what I mean by collaboration. Those three things, I think, are the future of marketing and the future of business.
David Newman joins us today, marketing expert. New Age of Marketing is the title of this first segment here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. What are some myths about marketing that are just no longer true, David?
Well, I think the biggest myth about marketing is this concept of branding, and a lot of people use those two terms interchangeably. They think marketing is branding and branding is marketing, and when you ask someone, again, whether it's an executive working for a company, whether it's an entrepreneur working for him or herself, you ask them, hey, what do you think branding is? The answer is typically, oh, that's our logo. That's our tagline. That's our company colors. That's our brochures. That's our website. That's all the stuff that we market with. All those things taken together, that's branding. And my take on that is 180 degrees wrong. That is not branding. I mean, that's design. So maybe that, you pay your graphic designer, you pay your ad agency to put all those nice, pretty things together. But what that's designed to do, if it's effective, it's really, that is the external definition of your brand. Your real brand that nobody really talks about, but, you know, we'll talk about it now, is what's the promise of the experience that you're going to deliver? How are you going to make my life better? How are you going to give me either one of three things? There's only three things that marketing at the end of the day really promises. It's money, sex, or happiness, or some version of those things. So either we want something personally or professionally or for our kids or for our family or for our home or for our business, But somehow it has to tap that emotional need. Now, if you can promise that there's a consistent experience, a consistent solution, a consistent way of making your life better, faster, smarter by buying that product or that service, to me, that's what the brand is. And I think a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs get this screwy because they look at it from the outside in. And they don't look at who's my best prospect, who's my best customer. Like, even going beyond the usual marketing, you know, psychographics, demographics, age, career, gender, all of those things. But what's going on in their head? What makes them crazy? What makes them upset? What problems and challenges and heartaches and headaches and gaps do they have that your product or your service is brilliant at solving? If you communicate that clearly, that is your brand.
We've got a great guest, David Newman, joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. New Age of Marketing is the topic. And David is a nationally recognized marketing expert. He is just an amazing, amazing guy. We've got him on today. Let's talk a little bit in this next segment here about your Amazon number one bestseller, Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. David, let's talk about the writing process. What was that like for you?
Well, the writing process actually, it's one of these 10-year overnight success stories. So I've been like writing and speaking and coaching and consulting on these small business marketing topics for years and years and years. And people have said to me, oh my gosh, that one thing that you shared with me, can I write that down? What's the template? What's the script? What's the tool? How do I make that happen? So over the years, James, what happened is I just had this wealth, this library of strategies, tactics, templates, and tools that I put together in this book. And I have to be totally honest and totally upfront. All the things I write about in the book and all the mistakes that I write about in the book that entrepreneurs make, I made those mistakes myself early on. So what I tell my audiences, what I tell my clients is the only reason that you guys should listen to me or buy the book or read the book is I've made every single mistake an entrepreneur can possibly make, so you don't have to. You know, I've spent the money. I've wasted the money. I've trusted the wrong people. I got into the nightmare partnerships. I got into all kinds of hot water and trouble the first 2-3 years of my entrepreneurial journey. So from a marketing and sales and business development, the book really came about as an organic collection of all these different strategies, tactics, tools, what to do, how to do it, what to say, how to say it, so that not only do you stay out of trouble and that you stay financially viable and successful, but that your business actually thrives.
We've got David Newman joining us today. New Age of Marketing is the topic here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Number one Amazon best-selling author, Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. He's with us today talking about his book in this segment. What inspired you to write this book exactly?
Well, so I had always done a lot of writing. So I write, I write articles, I blog regularly, and folks can check all of that out, of course, for free at doitmarketing.com. There's a blog, there's a whole collection of articles, there's an app that you can download for your smartphone. So, putting them together in a book was just a way to make this more accessible, sort of open up the tent a little bit. Obviously, the book is a lot cheaper than coming to a seminar or a speaking event or anything else. So for $15 at your favorite retailer, you can literally get everything I know about marketing. And then the other thing, James, that I think you know about the book is that this book isn't just me, because I asked 14 other really smart marketing, sales, and business development authors if they would contribute a 1 or 2 page success story or template or their favorite tool or their favorite idea. So 95% of the book is me and my ideas and my thoughts, but then 5% of the book, about those 14 pages or so, are from other people, and it's their very best premium stuff. So it's templates, it's strategies, it's ideas, it's scripts, it's exactly laid out what to do and how to do it to be more successful either in marketing your career, like we talked about earlier, or marketing your business, and it's mostly aimed at small business owners and entrepreneurs and folks that have a sales or business development or revenue generation responsibility. Those things are all baked into the book.
We've got David Newman here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. He's a marketing expert. He's the author of the Amazon bestseller, number one best-selling book, Do It Marketing. His website is doitmarketing.com, and David was in this segment to talk about that book. What is the overall theme of your book?
Well, I think the theme is marketing for smart people. And so I'm sure there's great marketing for dumb people, but that's not what this is. So this is marketing for smart people, and if you go to my website, of course, you'll see at the top of doitmarketing.com in big giant letters, it says marketing for smart people. So what does that mean? That means, the technical term for this that no one cares about is thought leadership marketing. But if you want to position yourself and your company as a thought leader, as an expert, as a trusted advisor, there are really three things that will help you with that. And everything in the Do It Marketing book and everything in my seminars and my coaching program is really aimed at these three things. Number one, it's sharing valuable content. So you need to become a content machine, whether that's written content, audio content, shows like this that we're doing right now, James, or radio content. It could be a blog. It could be a podcast. It could be a video series that you have on YouTube. Articles, checklists, templates, so content is the first leg of the stool, content marketing. Second leg of the stool is public speaking. So if you can go out in your community, in your industry, in targeted groups where you'd like to develop some client relationships, and you can speak, and it's not speaking in front of thousands of people, people go, oh, I'm terrified, I'm scared, I don't like speaking in public. If you can speak to 10, 15, 20 people, in a small training room, a small conference room, maybe at your local chamber of commerce, maybe at your local association meeting, very non-threatening, very friendly environment, go into that environment and speak and share your expertise, that's going to be your number one source of generating leads and generating clients. The third leg of the stool is, of course, social media. So once you have the visibility from the speaking, you've got the credibility from the content, now you want the shareability from social media, because social media is going to amplify and magnify the value that you bring to your customers and clients. And again, I wouldn't get involved in every single social media platform. Number one, you can't. Number two, even if you could, it would make yourself crazy and it would be a full-time job. So choose one or two. You know, if you love Twitter, then focus on Twitter. If you love Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or SlideShare or Pinterest or any of these social media platforms, pick the two or three that you enjoy and that you resonate with and that your clients are eager to consume, and focus on those social media platforms, because that's going to serve as an amplifier and a magnifier to your speaking and publishing and content marketing efforts. And so at the end of the day, that's the theme of the book, that's the theme of all of my work, is marketing for smart people, or thought leadership marketing, really built on those three pillars: speaking, publishing, and social media.
We've got David Newman today on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, talking about his number one Amazon bestseller, Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. His website is doitmarketing.com. David is with us today talking about this book in this segment of BGE Radio. Why do you think that this book will appeal to readers?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've gotten a tremendous amount of reader feedback. And this is more about the marketing ideas that you can get from the book than about, you know, the book is great, the book is wonderful. People don't care, frankly, if the book is great, the book is wonderful. The joke I like to make, James, is this is the best marketing book that my mother has ever read. She thinks, oh, my God, this is an awesome marketing book. The rest of the universe and all the Amazon reviews and all the folks that have sent me some beautiful emails, they say, you know what's great about this book? It's actionable. It's got specific steps of exactly what to do and how to do it. So it's not only a book that has some concepts in it, and it does have a few concepts in it, but it's got specific implementation steps. First you do this, then you do that, then you do this third thing. And what's important about that, James, like most people, and this was me early on too, we have this vortex of conflicted advice. We listen to fabulous radio shows like yours, we go online, we read articles, we read blogs, and there's literally 17 million pieces of advice flying in our heads. We don't know what to make of it. We don't know how to sort it or filter it or prioritize it. So the Do It Marketing book, what folks have told me, this is feedback from readers, is that it's specific, it's actionable, it assumes nothing, it leaves out nothing. It is a step-by-step handbook. A handbook or a manual or a field guide that will help you do marketing faster, better, smarter, and more effectively than perhaps some of the random crazy activities that you're doing on your own. I was with a group last week doing a seminar, and one of the sound bites that I found coming out of my mouth, which I'm happy to repeat here because I kind of like this, random activity leads to random results. And I think we've all experienced that in any part of our business or our career. Random activity leads to random results. If you pick up the Do It Marketing book and you implement the strategies, you will move away from that level of random activity and you will start to get some progress and some traction.
We've got David Newman with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and he's got that great number one Amazon bestseller, Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. He's with us today from doitmarketing.com. And this book is absolutely fantastic. Who do you envision to be the potential readers?
Well, there are 28 million small businesses in the United States. What's interesting about that, James, is that about 23 million of those are solo entrepreneurs. So it's what the Census Bureau or the IRS calls non-employer businesses, meaning it's a company of one. So 23 million single shingle entrepreneurs out there. This book is great for them. 5 million small businesses on top of that that have between 2 and 20 employees. It's fabulous for them as well. Further, there are another, I think, 26 million salespeople. And you say, well, now hold on, it's a marketing book. Why would a salesperson pick up a marketing book? You know, the difference, and you very kindly mentioned the title of the book several times, including the subtitle, it really is about boosting sales. A lot of marketing books talk about marketing as a theory, as a practice. This marketing book talks about marketing that drives sales. So salespeople, when they're not belly-to-belly, when they're not on the phone, when they're not doing direct prospecting, following up, closing activity, they're constantly marketing. So they're filling the pipeline, they're following up on leads. This book is the marketing book for salespeople. And then the third category, the third audience for this book, is anybody who's involved in the direct selling industry. Direct selling, sometimes it's called multi-level marketing, and there's a lot of good multi-level marketing companies out there. That whole industry has gotten a bad name, of course, from some shady, you know, one or two bad apples in the multi-level marketing world can spoil the bunch. But there's a lot of high-integrity multi-level marketing folks who are, again, entrepreneurs, salespeople. They're out there prospecting, building their networks. This is also a great book for them. So those are the three audiences. It's the entrepreneurial community. It's any executive or anybody inside a company who's responsible for sales or business development activity. It's the marketing book for salespeople. And then anyone who's in that direct selling industry and wants to up their marketing game will also find a ton of value and a ton of strategies to use in this book.
We've got David Newman with us today talking about his incredible book here. How is your book relevant in today's society?
Well, that's a great question. It's not even about how is this book relevant in today's society. It's how's the book that was written 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago, how are all these other books, even in the bookstore these days, because the world has changed so dramatically. So even if we turn the clock back 5 years, right, 5 years ago, there was no Twitter. 5 years ago, Facebook was just for college students. 5 years ago, LinkedIn was only used by recruiters and, you know, some techno geeks, some propeller head type people. All these social media platforms and the blogging and the content marketing and all the things that we talk about in the Do It Marketing book, they were on the fringe. They were like cutting edge. They were like, ooh, that's pretty cool, but, you know, mainstream businesses don't really get involved in that. Fast forward to today, this has now moved to the center of any sort of marketing, sales, or business development engine. So although it's not a social media book, there are references in here about how to do social media the right way, how to avoid doing social media the wrong way or the goofy way. And a lot of the strategies, tactics, and tools are, you know, 2013 plus. So, you know, for the next 2 or 3 years, I'm not sure, you know, who knows if you, all the stuff I read about could be obsolete tomorrow, but I don't think so. A lot of these strategies are up to the minute today for the attention economy that we talked about, for that concept of collaboration and connection and conversation. Those are your three biggest tools. For the strategies that we discussed also around the speaking and the publishing and the social media, all of that is current, up-to-date, highly relevant information. If you're still doing, you know, sales and marketing from books that were written or courses that you took in the 1990s or in the early 2000s, you really have to update your tool set. Maybe not with my book, but you have to update your tool set with something. And my book may be a good place to start.
We've got David Newman with us today here on the program. If you want to get more information, it's doitmarketing.com. That's doitmarketing.com. New Age of Marketing, also his great book, number one Amazon bestseller, Do It Marketing. We've been talking about those today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. What makes your book different from other books like it that are out there, my friend?
Well, there's a couple things. I, you know, one thing we already made a quick reference to, which is it's a marketing book that is really focused on sales. It's not focused on marketing or branding or messaging or marketing for the sake of marketing or fluffy bunnies or theory or, you know, nice-to-have kinds of ideas. It's really hardcore blocking and tackling that makes the cash register ring. So I would say that's differentiator number one. Differentiator number two is just the layout and the design of the book, which was very, very important to me, and my publisher did a great job with it. This is meant to be a random access book, and this is great news for a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of salespeople, because those people typically hate to read. They have short attention span. They have ADD. This is a random access book, so you can open it up to any page, read a little nugget, 2-3-page chapters, very short, very concise, bold graphics, colorful sidebars, pictures, clip art, all kinds of crazy things in the book. So it's a fast read. It's easy to digest. It's random access. If you're struggling with prospecting, jump to the prospecting section. If you're stuck on social media, the social media question, jump into the social media part. If you're stuck on selling, I have a whole section of the book called The S Word. The S Word, of course, is sales. And I call it the S word because often people don't like to sell. They love doing their business, but they don't like to you know, use the S word. So jump into the book, start in the middle, start at the beginning, start at the end, doesn't matter. And then the last thing, James, is at the end of the book, I've got a 21-day marketing launch plan that walks you through 3 weeks of exactly what to do and how to do it step by step, day by day, gives you the blueprint to launch or relaunch your marketing.
It's a great book. We've got David Newman with us today. David, do you have a follow-up or anything planned for this incredible book?
Well, you know, it's funny that you ask that, and I've gotten that question from a couple of different folks. The next book, and again, it might not be anytime soon because I'm trying to ride this pony for, you know, as long as I can, but a sales book would be a brilliant companion to this book because this is obviously marketing to drive sales. You know, the undercurrent of that is, well, why don't we just cut right to the chase and do a sales book? And so I think a sales book might be next, coming in 2015 or a little bit after that.
Amazing stuff. Thank you for being with us today. It's been a pleasure and an honor to chat with you today here on BGE. And doitmarketing.com is David's official website. David, thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
You bet. Thanks. Great to be here.
Appreciate it. We'll talk. It's David Newman. It is Build, Grow, and Enjoy today. You can get more information on what we're up to over at buildgrowandenjoy.com. David Newman has been our guest. And pick up his Amazon bestseller over there at Amazon. It's Do It Marketing. We've got more next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.